digital world in Matuzio's new law firm and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
Time now is 13 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
Finlay trial delayed again as court fails to deliver judgment for second time. Acro Bridge installation at washed away section of Great East Road completed. In global news, Mexico train crash kills 13 and injures almost 100. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has failed to deliver judgment for the second time in the case of businessman Harry Valden Finlay, who faces two counts of holding more than one passport and possession of a forged immigration endorsement. Principal Magistrate Ida Piri informed the court that Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Silva Munyinya, who is handling the trial, is indisposed to deliver the outcome. Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Silva Munyinya was initially scheduled to deliver judgment on 26 November 2025. Mr. Finlay denies the allegations, arguing the prosecution failed to establish a prima facie case and claiming the stamp in question is genuine but blurred. In count one, the prosecution alleges that on 14th March 2014 in Lusaka, Finlay acquired Zambian passport number ZP021382 after purporting to have lost passport number ZP013259, contrary to sections 22, 1 and 23, 1A of the Passports Act 2016. It is also alleged that on 3rd October 2022 in Lusaka, the businessman was found in possession of forged immigration endorsements, purporting to be Mwami border control stamps, contrary to section 52(4)(e) of the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010. The Rural Development Agency, RDA, working together with the Zambia National Service, ZNS, has completed the installation of an Acro Bridge on the Great East Road at Kakumba Stream in Rufunza District, about 87 kilometers from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout. In a statement, RDA Communications Officer Anthony Muloa says the installation of the bridge was completed this morning at around 06 hours, allowing vehicles to resume using the road. Mr. Muloa says the detour constructed at the site was also completed yesterday to further support smooth traffic flow in the area. The section of the Great East Road was washed away on 25th December 2025 after heavy rains, which caused the failure of a steel culvert, leading to the loss of about 5 meters of the road embankment, which disrupted traffic for several days. The RDA has since thanked motorists and the general public for their patience and cooperation during the period of disruption, adding that it remains committed to ensuring road safety and maintaining key transport routes across the country. 8 murder suspects linked to the murder of Lusaka's Kalingalinga Ruby's fuel attendant, Siveso Akaliwa, and the serious injury of another employee, Mapalo Mwelwa, this morning, appeared before the Lusaka Magistrate Court. The octet is accused of being behind the robbery and attack at Kalingalinga Ruby's filling station on July 17, 2025, at about 03 hours. According to court records, the eight suspects, Marriott Lungu, Moses Zulu, Richard Lungu, Given Banda, Boniface Mansa, Robson Lungu, Clifford Musanda, and Peter Daka, are accused of murder contrary to Section 200 of the Penal Code. However, the matter did not proceed as scheduled as the indictment has not yet been presented to the court. Meanwhile, a source close to the matter indicates that among the accused is a police reserve, two security guards who were on duty at the fuel station on the night of the incident, together with the other four suspects who allegedly made away with an undisclosed sum estimated at not less than 15,000 kwacha. The robbery and attack at Ruby's filling station resulted in the death of attendant Siveso Akaliwa and left her colleague Mapalo Mwelwa seriously injured. The court will now await the formal indictment before proceedings commence. Government has paid out loans amounting to over 424 million kwacha to over 4,800 farmers from January to 1st December 2025 under the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, SAF. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu has told Phoenix News that the number of farmers that have benefited underscores government's commitment in promoting sustainable agricultural productivity in the country. Mr. Yulu explained that government wants to ensure that the needs of farmers are met, including seasonal crop facilities and irrigation components to improve efficiency, increase crop yield, and strengthen food production.
Over 4,800 farmers benefited from the Sustainable Agricultural Financing Facility, SAF, between coming January and 1st December. And this amounted to about 424,862,533 kwacha and 92 ngwe, which was dispersed. This intervention really underscores that government will continue to be committed to empowering the Zambian farmers and promote sustainable agricultural productivity.
In global news, at least 13 people died and almost 100 were injured after a train derailed in Mexico's southeastern Ocafa region, where the Mexican Navy said. The train, which was traveling between the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific Ocean, was carrying 241 passengers and 9 crew members. A total of 98 were injured, of whom 36 were being treated in hospital, the Navy added. On this and other world stories, we monitored the BBC.
A train derailment in Mexico on a railway line only inaugurated 2 years ago has left 13 people dead and almost 100 injured. The accident happened in the southern state of Oaxaca on the rail link between the Gulf and the Pacific. Taiwan has given a defiant response to China's huge military exercises around the island by putting its troops on high alert. Beijing said as the exercise began, including live fire practice, that any attempts to halt its reunification of Taiwan would fail. India's Supreme Court has blocked the suspension of the life sentence given to the former BJP MP for rape, a decision by a lower court in Delhi to suspend the jail term for Kuldeep Sengar had triggered protests. He had lured a 17-year-old girl to his home before attacking her.
We now take a quick break. We'll return on the other side.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you taking flight on air and online.
And now for business news.
The Business News is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has emphasized the importance of public procurement in translating national development priorities into tangible outcomes that improve service delivery and enhance public confidence. Speaking at the annual Public Procurement Awards held in Lusaka this morning, ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma highlighted the authority's commitment to promoting a culture of excellence and professionalism in public procurement. Ms. Ngoma explained that the awards recognize procuring entities that demonstrate high levels of compliance, efficiency and ethical conduct, with categories recognized including timely submission of reports, high scores in capacity assessments and compliance.